KJAN Sports.
It's time to check sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Iowa junior Spencer Lee has been named the winner of the Dan Hodge Trophy as the nation's most dominant wrestler. Lee was 18-0 at 125 pounds and scored bonus points in 17 of 18 matches. He won the Big Ten title but was denied a chance at a third straight national crown after the NCAA tournament was canceled.
Oh, well, I was excited, but, you know, it was the next best thing for me. So, I mean, I couldn't win my third national title, so I'm happy that I was able to see some silver lining within all these crazy times throughout the world.
The top-ranked Hawkeyes were also denied a chance at the team title.
Yeah, we were favored going in, and, you know, a lot of disappointment with everyone on the team. You know, we had only one senior who was, you know, Pat Lugo in the starting lineup, but, you know, we had 11 others who didn't start, and, you know, they won team rings, you know, and, you know, that was the hardest thing for me to, you know, look at them and know that, you know, it's pretty unlikely that they're going to get team rings.
Lee is finishing this semester with online classes and says it's forcing him to stay organized.
You know, when you go to class every day and the teachers are reminding you and kind of giving you some heads up and stuff, it's a little different. You know, I don't have some teachers, they go through like Zoom, like you have to meet, but I don't have any teachers that are meeting with us on Zoom. They're just like posting lectures and we're supposed to watch them on our own time and finish assignments and study and whatnot. It's just different. It's hard. You just got to stay organized.
Lee is the third Iowa wrestler to win the award since its inception in 1995. He joins Mark Ironside in 1998 and Brent Metcalf in 2008. The Hodge Trophy is considered the top award in college wrestling. University of Iowa junior center Luca Garza was named the recipient of the Pete Newell Big Man of the Year Award, given to the country's top post player. The announcement was made by the National Association of Basketball Coaches yesterday. That award is named after Pete Newell, a former coach who ran the Pete Newell Big Man Camp for low post players from 1976 until his death in 2008. No player was more dominant in the paint in the past season than Garza. He's the first Hawkeye to win the award and the fifth Big Ten player to earn that honor. Last week, it was announced that Garza was a unanimous consensus first-team All-American. Garza joins former Hawkeyes Murray Weir and Charles Darling as the program's only consensus first-team All-Americans. Five major news outlets have already named Garza as the National Player of the Year: the Sporting News, Basketball Times, Stadium, Bleacher Report, and ESPN. Garza is the first Iowa men's basketball player to earn National Player of the Year distinction. The Washington, D.C. native is also a finalist for the Naismith Award, Wooden Award, and the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Center of the Year Award. Well, Drake basketball player Antonio Pilipovic has reportedly entered the transfer portal with 1 year of eligibility remaining. The Cologne, Germany native played in 33 games this past season, averaging 2.7 points, 1.4 rebounds, and just over an assist in 10.7 minutes per game. Pilipovic is a graduate transfer who will have immediate eligibility. Well, two more high-profile college basketball players are leaving campus early, while two are giving it strong consideration. Mississippi State forward Reggie Perry has entered the NBA draft. The 6'10", 250-pound sophomore was selected as the Associated Press Co-Southeastern Conference Player of the Year after ranking in the top 10 of several conference categories. Perry led the SEC in rebounds last season, ranked 6th in scoring and 9th in blocks. Arizona State junior point guard Remy Martin has declared for the draft, saying he's decided to take another step into making his dream a reality. Martin led the Sun Devils in points, assists, and rebounds, putting them on the cusp of a third straight NCAA tournament appearance before the college basketball postseason was halted. He was named a first-team All-Pac-12 by the Associated Press. Minnesota's Marcus Carr has announced on Instagram that he'll declare his early entry for the NBA draft. Carr says he intends to keep his name in the draft, but says he will not sign with an agent so he can maintain his college eligibility. Michigan forward Isaiah Livers is applying for early entry into the NBA draft. However, the school says Livers is not hiring an agent and will work with the Michigan coaching staff during the evaluation and pre-draft processes. Even if a player does use an agent during the evaluation process, he can return to school without losing eligibility if he ends the relationship with the agent. Livers has started 46 games in 3 seasons at Michigan. A woman who said she was sexually assaulted by a Michigan State basketball player is asking the Michigan Attorney General's office to investigate. That's according to a published report. Citing a police report and emails obtained through a public records request, ESPN is reporting that Michigan State University police told prosecutors they had probable cause that sophomore guard Brock Washington raped the woman on January 19th while she was too intoxicated to consent. Police referred the case to county prosecutors who declined to file charges this month. An MSU police spokesman told ESPN on Monday that the Attorney General's office requested the case file and the department was cooperating. After a loss at Indiana on January 23rd, Coach Tom Izzo told reporters that Washington had been suspended, but he did not elaborate. Washington did not play again this season. He played a total of 19 minutes before that suspension. Well, the NCAA will permit spring sport athletes who had their seasons shortened by the coronavirus outbreak to have an additional year of eligibility. The NCAA Division I Council has voted to give college athletes who compete in spring sports like baseball, softball, and lacrosse a way to get back the season that they lost. However, the council did not guarantee financial aid. Winter sports were not included in that decision. The amount of scholarship money available to each athlete will be determined by the athlete's school. Roster limits will be adjusted to fit returning athletes along with incoming freshmen. Well, the Principal Charity Classic Golf Tournament is moving to early September in Des Moines. Dan Houston is the CEO of Principal Financial.
Due to the spread of COVID-19, the Principal Charity Classic, a PGA Tour Champions Golf Tournament that's raised more than $23 million for Iowa Children's Charities since 2007, has been rescheduled from May to September.
A tournament is moving from late May to September 1st through the 6th.
Mark your calendars for September 1st through the 6th. This year's tournament will rally thousands of volunteers, fans, players, and sponsors behind a common cause, just as it always has. We look forward to seeing you soon at the beautiful and historic Wakanda Club.
Well, Tokyo Olympics organizers have rescheduled the summer games that were postponed last week by the coronavirus. Organizers say the opening ceremony will take place July 23rd of 2021, almost 1 year to the day that the games originally were due to begin. There had been talk of switching the Olympics to spring, a move that would coincide with the blooming of Japan's famous cherry blossoms, but that would have clashed with European soccer and North American professional sports leagues. The new Olympic dates conflict with the scheduled World Championships in track and swimming, but those events are now expected to also be pushed back. All sports federations involved in the Olympics signed off on the new dates. The governing body of track and field says it supports the new dates for the Tokyo Olympics and is working with organizers in Eugene, Oregon to move its World Championships to 2022. Tokyo Olympic Committee CEO Toshiro Muto is promising transparency in calculating the costs of rescheduling the Olympic Games. Katsuhiro Miyamoto, an emeritus professor of sports economics at Kansai University, puts the cost as high as $4 billion. That would cover the price of maintaining stadiums, refitting them, paying rentals, penalties, and other expenses. Japan is officially spending $12.6 billion to organize the Olympics. However, an audit bureau of the Japanese government says the costs are twice that much. All of the spending is public money except $5.6 billion from a privately funded operating budget. Well, the site of the U.S. Open Tennis Tournament in New York is going to be used for 350 temporary hospital beds and to prepare food packages during the coronavirus pandemic. U.S. Tennis Association spokesman Chris Widmeyer says an area that houses indoor courts at the Billie Jean King National Tennis Center in Flushing Meadows will begin to be converted into a medical facility starting today. New York State and city officials are trying to increase hospital capacity by up to 87,000 beds to handle the outbreak. The Boston Red Sox say starting pitcher Chris Sale has undergone successful Tommy John surgery. Sale is expected to miss 14 to 15 months, which would bring him back in the middle of the 2021 season. The Red Sox said during training camp that he had a flexor strain near the elbow, but the team hoped he would avoid ligament replacement surgery. The seven-time All-Star is 109-73 in 10 major league seasons and entering the second season of a six-year, $160 million contract. He comes off his worst season as a full-time starter, going 6-11 with a .440 earned run average in 25 starts last year. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.